This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I will never not think of Severance when I hear this song now. This was in Severance. Of course, it's The Who, but...
I don't recall that in Severance.
Well, it was at the end of one of the episodes,
yeah.
And it just...
Yeah.
They fit it in so smoothly.
Yeah, I saw a thing on that where they took their music very seriously, God. And like if you listen to all the lyrics in the songs, like it...
Yeah.
They like the music plays a big role in that. Like
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, when someone takes Ben Stiller put a lot of thought into what song was being played where.
White Lotus has great music.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've noticed
when they were first going into Thailand that they played
Thai music.
Dude,
really
that thing
good.
Was a banger.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
and was how
good.
About this? You know what the best song right now is?
What?
And I mean anywhere, and I defy you. To say I'm wrong, the theme song to Mobland.
That's fantastic.
Have you heard that?
I have heard that.
Can you pull that up, Will? Do you mind? I don't know who the band is. It's one of those songs that, again, it's... I don't even know how to describe it. It makes you want to kill someone.
It's by Starburster.
Okay. What's the song called?
Opening. Yeah. Actually, it's called Starburster, and it's by... I don't know. What is this? Fontenay's DC?
Yeah, no idea.
I don't know.
But
put that on. It's an English band. Oh yeah, it'll get you.
Yeah, you could tell it's like it's obviously not. It, before I heard it on Mobland, it's not famous here.
Yeah.
It's famous over there. But it's a Guy Ritchie. I mean, it's a British show.
Yes.
But dude, put that on. Crank it to 10 and tell me you are not ready to run through a wall.
Jamiroquai is involved in that as well.
Jamiroquai?
Yes.
Well, that's an upset.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like Jamiroquai.
No. And so I guess it's a three-prong attack with that band I've never heard of, Jamiroquai and The Prodigy.
Wow. Like, Jamiroquai, in no way does it sound even remotely like Jamiroquai is a part
of that. It's a great tune.
I cannot
argue with that.
That is such
a
jam.
The moment you hear it, you're like,
yes.
Go time.
Yeah, you move.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see if Will can find it. Mariners win 6-5. They have now won 700 straight series. How about that?
700? It seems like a lot.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it turns out they're actually
spoke
good.
Too soon. You buried them in like the first 2 weeks, and here they are, 21-14.
I did.
You sure did, fella.
Well, you know, we kind of made fun of him for that the big move of getting Polanco. Polanco's been
he's been awesome.
He's had like 356.
So anyway, back to the new Steph Curry.
Yes.
So Steph Curry gets hurt, and he'll be out a while. They say at least a week.
They're going to reevaluate it after a week and see where they're at.
This bro that got some minutes. After him, or I don't know. Has he been playing? I hadn't seen him until now.
He averages like 2.5 points a game. So he's, and he was a two-way contract player that somewhere throughout the course of the season, they said, no, you're right. on the roster.
But I'm assuming, and Draymond Green says he's tough as nails, and they think he's just a good basketball
player.
And
by player. The way, this who I was thinking of is he looks exactly like Rob Delaney from Deadpool, or if you've seen Bad Monkey, he's the villain in Bad Monkey. And never underestimate a man with a mustache.
So his name is Pat Spencer, and as Deal points out, he has a mustache and a beard, and yet they're separate.
Yeah, it's very strange.
He looks just like a regular...
Yep. He's
like a white accountant.
If you saw that guy at your local gym playing hoops, you wouldn't think twice about
it. So I would imagine he got run last night because Curry got hurt.
Yeah.
So he was out there and I'm going, who is this guy? So I start Googling. Turns out he holds the NCAA record for most career assists in lacrosse.
He's a lacrosse bro. He was
231.
He was the number one pick in whatever horse crap lacrosse league there is.
Yeah, so
in another life, he could have been a Portland Lumberjack.
Well, no, because they're gone.
Well, that's why I said, in another life, maybe we still have the Portland Lumberjacks, and he could have been our number one pick.
Well, anyway, so he's from Maryland. He goes to Loyola, Maryland from 2016 to 2019. And he sets this record. He wins the college lacrosse equivalent to the Heisman Trophy. And then he's like, well, so like you said, he gets picked in the 2019 Premier Lacrosse League Draft. This is the first ever Premier Lacrosse League Draft.
And I think they offer him a whopping contract of like $11.50 a game. And I don't know.
It's like working at the Fan.
Yeah. And the use of a Kia Sorento. And he decides that maybe that's not the best career move.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't want to do that. So he is a graduate transfer. He has 1 year of eligibility left in college. And so he goes to Northwestern and he plays basketball. And the coach there is like, my God, this guy's good. He starts him, and he averages 10 points a game.
Yeah.
And Chris Collins, who was the coach at Northwestern, said that his athleticism and quickness, he knew instantly he could hold his own. Like, how many guys could do that? How many guys could just go from one sport and start in another in college?
I think there's probably more than you think.
Right, which is why I don't understand why more guys don't.
Well, I think... You do see it. Like, you see basketball guys go and be tight ends and... It just, I think if you, I think there'd be plenty of guys that could do this, but to actually get to the next level, that's a whole other animal. So I think for a lot of people, it's just kind of a waste of time. You either are going to go pro in the sport you're good at, or you just move on to getting a real life.
Well, I'm just saying in college.
Yeah.
You know, he just is like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go play basketball. And then he starts at a Big Ten school and averages 10 a game.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, come on. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
So then... He's like, all right, I'm going to stick with basketball. And he goes and plays in Hamburg in Germany following the draft of 2020. So it's COVID. You know, it's getting kind of weird. And he plays just 5 games in Germany.
The Hamburg Towers.
Yeah, and then he signs with the Capital City Go-Go's, the G League affiliate of the Washington Wizards.
Yeah.
So then he's kind of, you know, I mean, he's like NBA adjacent, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He averages 13 minutes a game, not points, minutes. He gets 6 points per game, 2 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game. He shoots 39% from 3. The Go-Go's let him go. He signs a 10-day with the Santa Cruz Warriors. He signs a 10-day contract with the G League team of the Warriors. Or they call it an Exhibit 10, which is it's a 1-year deal. And so he signs with the Warriors G League team. He plays well in what is essentially just a tryout, but you can only hold 15 players on its roster in the regular season. He was told he would never make the Warriors roster, nor would he receive a two-way contract. So he stays with the Santa Cruz Warriors until 2 major injuries require surgery. Okay, so this says, in all of Spencer's high school and college days, he never had an injury that he felt he could not play through, but if he wanted to seriously continue his dream, it was an unfortunate necessity. He recovers from not only hip surgery, but also wrist surgery. He goes back to the Santa Cruz Warriors in 2023. Like, imagine, like, I can just see Big Sook right now going, what is this kid doing? Like, let it go, dude.
Go be an accountant, all right?
This is why. Right up in here. Out of the gate, it looked like he hadn't missed a step in his return. He averaged 12 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, 38%.
But that's the weird thing is his numbers in college nor the G League are very good. Like there's guys in the G League that average 20 that'll never see an NBA floor. Like, that's not good competition. So there's something about him that that teams like.
Well, Kerr liked him.
Yeah.
So they said that eventually he played long enough with the Santa Cruz Warriors that Steve Kerr actually saw him play and was like, you know what? He's all right. Yeah. And he was shooting 36.7 from three.
Which again,
or no, he was shooting 37.7, which is just slightly above the NBA average of 36.7. So Kerr said, well, I mean, if he can shoot NBA average, maybe we could use this guy. They signed him to a two-way contract with the Warriors. And, you know, I mean, my God, the rest is history. He's 27 now, or maybe 28. And he is a Golden State Warrior. Yeah. And he is already, they're saying, better than Steph Curry and will be a Hall of Famer and will carry the Warriors to a title.
They do not need Steph Curry
because
they have number 61.
That's right.
Pat Spencer. Averaging 2.5 points and one rebound, one assist.
So 5 years after he turns down being the number one pick in the lacrosse league, he makes his NBA debut. He gets in a game February 25th against the Nuggies. And now he's playing in the playoffs.
Who was there? There was a receiver. Will, do you remember? There was a receiver for the Patriots. Was his name Hogan?
Yeah, are you talking Kevin Hogan?
Is it Kevin
I believe.
Hogan? No, I thought Kevin Hogan was the quarterback. I'd have to look it up. There was a lacrosse player. I believe he went to Penn State. And I don't think he ever played college football. Chris Hogan. Yeah. I don't think, check me on this. I don't think he ever played college football. I think he was just a lacrosse player. But he was a big, strong, athletic kid. And the Patriots, I don't know if they drafted him or brought him as a free agent, but he ended up being like an NFL receiver. Like he played.
So he did. So he was a lacrosse player at Penn State.
Penn State.
But then he had 1 year of eligibility remaining. Mm-hmm. After an injury, and he went to Monmouth and played football.
He played at Monmouth for 1 year.
For 1 year.
And he ended up with New England. And I think he played several years in New England and was like a real receiver for
him. Kids, despite what Big Sook says, never give up on your dreams.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, Pat Spencer was on February 5th of this year. Mm-hmm. He was highlighted on SportsCenter's top 10 for a dunk against the Jazz.
Again, never underestimate a man with a mustache.
Freaking
ever.
Great.
Yeah, that's one of those Disney type movies.
Oh, it's so good.
Doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's pretty incredible.
Well, now anyway. He goes the way of Matthew Dellavedova, right? Where he just becomes a turnstile and looks absolutely horrific, but he'll have that one moment in that one game where they didn't take him
serious. What if he goes Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
You could have five games then?
Five games? When I remember the last year that I was with the Buccaneers, I went to my offensive line coach. I'll never forget. And I asked him, I said, am I wasting my time? I knew I was getting cut because they drafted that offseason. They drafted like four offensive linemen. I was like, well, I'm not making this roster. Like they drafted four guys like in the first four or five rounds. And one of them was a center and another was a guard. And I was like, yeah, I'm not making it. And so I knew I was going to get cut and I was going to have to go try somewhere else. And I asked him, I said, am I wasting my time? And he looked at me and said, he goes, you can play in this league. He said, a lot of people can play in this league, but he said, you will have more opportunities than what is good for you. And it's only up to you to decide when that happens. And I'll never forget that. And it really comes down to, again, how much are you willing to put up with? And so to do this through the, you know, for 6 or 7 years to you're 28 and you get your shot, that is amazing. It also probably means he's single, not married, no kids, and just, you know.
Well, if you play overseas, I think for it depends on who you are, but a lot of people like that because they can travel, see different parts of the world.
Yeah, you make some.
And you make
it. You make a decent.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad life for a while. if you can dunk and shoot.
Well, but then you hear the horror stories about like minor league baseball players that they're like 32. The most they've ever made is like $26,000. And then all of a sudden it's 32 and you're like, oh my God, I got to get a life.
But minor league baseball is way different because they just don't pay you.
No, at all.
In basketball, they do. Some of those.
Sometimes.
I mean, I'm not saying you're getting rich.
Yeah.
But you're like minor league baseball, dude, you're living on nothing.
It's nothing.
You better be good or have a path or else why are you doing this? Yeah. Whereas basketball, it can be a means to an end for a while.
Football's probably somewhere in the middle of that because you can get by on practice squad. And you can make a decent living, but like that XFL crap and all, dude, you get paid jack S in Canadian leagues and you just get, and the worst part about that is you get the hell kicked out of you and then you realize you're 27, 28, broken down and you're like, oh, got to go find a real job. It's tough. It's tough to chase your dreams, but you're right. Basketball is probably the most, I guess the easiest to stick around and maybe chase those dreams.
According to SpotTrack, he's just under $500,000 career earnings.
Okay.
So not terrible.
No, but again, you chop that, you know, and...
Well, but even if they give you... Yeah. I mean, what do you suppose he made to go play in Hamburg?
Probably 35 to 50
grand. See, I was going to say 100 grand. Because some of those deals...
Yeah.
You know, they give you 100 grand, it makes it worth it.
Not sure the Hamburg Towers are dealing that out.
Well, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's better than minor league baseball. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. We got to go. Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up. Go Warriors. Last night, another road team won. That's the first time ever in the conference semis that all four road teams have won game one.
Yes. First time in the history of the league.
Of the conference semis.
Yes. Crazy.
Only the conference semis.
Yes.
Not the first round.
No.
Not the conference finals. Not the finals. Because that would just be one team.
It would be one team.
The conference. All right, coming up next, the one team you knew would gladly trade for George Pickens, and they did.
You have got to be smoking something over there.
That's next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.